This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 29th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Well, we got to kick things off with everything Metallica. They shocked everybody yesterday, releasing a new song, announcing a new album, and a two-year world tour. Here's what you need to know. The new single from Metallica is out now with the video. It's called Lux Eterna, which means eternal light in Latin. It's off of the band's upcoming 12th studio album called 72 Seasons that'll be available on April 14th, 2023. Metallica are releasing it on their own Blackened Recordings label. 72 Seasons is produced by Greg Fiddleman and James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich. The album is 77 minutes long and contains 12 songs and is the band's first full-length collection of new material since 2016's Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Songs on the upcoming album include the title track, songs called Shadows Follow, Screaming Suicide, Sleepwalk My Life Away, You Must Burn, Lux Eterna, Crown of Barbed Wire, Chasing Light, If Darkness Had a Son, Too Far Gone, Room of Mirrors, and Inamorata. The band also announced a massive series of concerts for 2023 and 2024. It's called Metallica M72 World Tour, and they're calling it No Repeat Weekends. The band are playing two nights in every city, featuring two different no-repeat sets with two sets of opening acts, and it's all in the round. Tickets go on sale this Friday, December 2nd, for two-day passes that'll get you into both Metallica shows in the same seat. Those tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday via Ticketmaster. Single-day tickets will be available beginning January 20th. A portion of the proceeds from every ticket sold will go to the band's All Within My Hands Foundation. The nonprofit was founded back in 2017, and efforts to assist and enrich the lives of members of the communities who have supported the band, and they've raised nearly $13 million, providing $5.9 million in grants to career and technical education programs, and over $2.5 million to combat food insecurity, and more than $3.2 million to disaster relief efforts worldwide. The tour kicks off Thursday, April 27th of 2023 in Amsterdam, and the first U.S. shows will be August 4th and 6th of 2023 in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. The first U.S. shows in 2024 will be Friday, August 2nd and Sunday, August 4th in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium. Metallica are also debuting discounted tickets for anyone under the age of 16. The band also announced the opening acts for the tour. In Europe, Architects and Mammoth WVH will be opening show number one in each city, while Five Finger Death Punch and Ice Nine Kills will be opening show number two. And in North America, the support acts will be show number one, Pantera and Mammoth WVH, and show number two, Five Finger Death Punch and Ice Nine Kills. And speaking of Five Finger Death Punch, Ivan Moody is expanding his Moody's Medicinals venture, introducing a new line of high-quality, edgy cannabis. Greenings by Moody's Medicinals will feature a variety of premium flower-infused pre-roll and gummies that were created through a partnership with Exhale Brands and Exhale Dispensary in Moody's home base of Las Vegas. Longtime Black Sabbath guitar player Tony Iommi is mourning the death of one of his closest associates, guitar tech Mike Clement. He passed away on Monday morning. Tony Iommi posting on social media saying, "It's a very sad day for me today. Mike Clement, my dear old friend and my guitar tech for the last 33 years, passed away this morning. Mike was a really lovely man and very loyal, and I could depend on him 100%. My deepest condolences go out to his family and his many friends. R.I.P. Tony." Anthrax frontman Joey Belladonna was on Sunday Night Football singing the national anthem for the matchup of the Las Vegas Raiders and the Seattle Seahawks. He sang the Star Spangled Banner at a packed Lumen Field with the final notes choreographed to coincide with a helicopter flyover. Taproot have been announced as the first artist to publicly be confirmed for the 2023 edition of the annual Blue Ridge Rock Festival in Virginia. And AC/DC's Brian Johnson is now talking about the technology that allowed him to get on stage and sing again. On BBC Radio 6, he did an interview talking about the loss of his hearing and the revolutionary new technology that has brought it back. Ambrose, who invented the wireless in-ear monitors that are widely used by touring artists today, have invented a new type of earbud, allowing Johnson to perform without causing further damage to his eardrums. After 3 years of experimenting and miniaturizing the equipment, Johnson said the technology could allow him to tour again. He described it saying, quote, "It's easy. It's a tiny, small, little sack. You put it in your ear. You don't have to get it fitted. You put it in your ear and there's a little thing on the end, a little tube, and it's a pump. You press it and it inflates and it becomes an eardrum. And it uses the bones and the bones in the chin. But also it can be fitted to Bluetooth and you can hear. You can hear 360 globally, as they call it, and there's no hissing." And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 129, featuring Sam Carter from Architects, is available now.